Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Yeah, all right. So again, the big story this afternoon is that Gavin Newsom actually vetoed one bill, and that's the drug injection site bill that was going to allow pilot programs to start up in San Francisco, Oakland, and wonderful Los Angeles for 6 years. It was going to be a six-year pilot program to allow what they call these safe injection sites. Basically, you show up, you have to bring your own drugs, but they'll provide you with a clean needle, and they'll make sure you don't die.
BYOD. Yeah, maybe. That's what they say. I hate using their terminology, safe injection. Safe for whom? Safe for the neighborhood?
For the user, allegedly.
How about the neighborhood? How about everybody else in L.A.? Yeah, one thing we're a little short of in L.A. is drug addicts in the street. Yeah. You know, we're down to our last 50,000. God, what a bunch of like absolute destructive morons. When do people get rid of this crowd? When?
The L.A. City Council has apparently drafted an ordinance dealing with something that we actually haven't talked about as much in the last couple of weeks. That's the 6th Street Bridge in downtown L.A. At least the cops have said things have quieted down a bit. I have not seen any new stories concerning takeovers and bridge closures. But I guess they're preparing for, or maybe they just react late and they now decide they had to do something. They approved a motion that would actually allow them to close the bridge intermittently. I guess whenever they feel like it. Periodically closing the bridge, along with a number of other safety measures to crack down on crime and drag racing, street takeovers.
Well, why don't they throw the street racing guys in prison?
Well, probably they're gone by the time they get there.
Because what I noticed is, as part of this bill they passed, they officially list all the terrible things that people are doing on the bridge. And that it's going to be illegal. It's, well, like every one of them is already illegal. Like, they just reiterated what's already against the law. And they announced, well, these things are against the law. Yeah. Well, but you don't enforce the law, and there's no consequence for breaking the law. Everything but consequences. Everything.
Well, they did. I remember I had Steve on the air. I think you were away then. They issued a whole bunch of citations and did arrest some people.
Citations, yes. I saw citations and arrests. They're not imprisonment. Behind bars, locked up for a lengthy period of time.
Nobody follows up to see what's happening.
Here's some paper, all right? I've got paper for you. Oh, you think those gang members care about the paper?
Well, I mean, I had a couple of guesses, and I think this one has burned out. I think people are done with everything's so faddish today, especially with social media. Everybody wants to do something for a few weeks, and then it just burns itself out. There's always a couple of latecomers, but eventually people just move on to some other stupid thing to do for a while. The one that's not going away, though, are these stupid street takeovers. In Compton, the mayor there got so concerned about these street takeovers that they installed, and we had mentioned this last week, bot dots in the intersection. Those are those big, wide, sort of yellow, plastic, hard-covered dots that you see in the road between lanes on the freeway.
Yes, that was a bust, huh?
They put them in a pattern at the intersection. It turns out it was a bust.
Why did it get so much coverage?
I saw the video of a guy doing spin-outs right over the, or just outside the bot dots.
What? That's not the way it was presented, though.
Oh, yeah, they thought it was going to be very effective.
Well, hadn't they already tested this stuff out?
Guess not.
Well, I didn't really understand it, but I thought, hey, this is not my line of work. What do I know? I should have guessed that this was just more nonsense. The dots aren't stopping them. Why would it?
They were proud. They had like a whole lot of media coverage after they installed the bot dots a couple of weeks ago.
And none of the reporters said, well, how do we know this works?
It says here that they were supposed to severely damage the tires if drivers do donuts on them. But that apparently didn't work. A bunch of cars came and...
Did we get bad bots?
They just were not...
Bad dots?
Only cost $4,000 to put them in at four Compton intersections, but apparently video is capturing drivers circling around the markers like they weren't there. And
what is this like? This is like Coyote and Roadrunner. Everything the government does.
The El Segundo Times did a long story that they put out today about the street takeovers. And I kind of expected something different. I thought the story would be, well, you know, this is just part of the culture. People are just enjoying, the freedom to engage in stunts.
There's such a thing as garbage culture.
Only problem with that line of thinking is that people have died during these spinouts, because sometimes the car loses control and they hit the spectators.
Yeah, they actually do. They drive into the spectators.
They lose control. It's very common.
And they
don't always kill people, but they have injured people. They slam into other cars. Then everybody usually runs away because maybe the cops are going to come.
They have a dope named Dora quoted.
Yeah, she likes Cindy and Dora.
Yeah, Dora says, it's something we look forward to. We're not bothering anyone.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what to do on a Saturday night. So they were waiting for the word as to where the street takeover was going to take place. And they found out Compton Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. Let's go. And they want to go there and watch.
Well, here's what happened. One 13-year-old daughter slammed her head into the window and she dislocated a disc in her spine.
Oh.
Because there's this guy, David Castillo. He and his family were driving home from Walmart. They were struck by a Mustang doing donuts. The truck was totaled. The 13-year-old dislocated a disc. The 5-year-old daughter says, are we going to get hit every time they go behind by through that intersection? But dumb Dora goes, oh, it's something to look forward to. We're not hurting anybody.
In the last 8 months, at least 6 people have died during or near street takeovers. In November, 2 men were shot and killed in a parked car near a takeover in Compton. In June, 2 women killed in a crash at an earlier Compton event.
What's it like to have a pointless, empty life where you're scrolling through social media? And
these are the same people you that jump on the bridge, too. That's why I did these stories together. It's the same crowd.
But you have such an empty, stupid, worthless life that you spend your day either spinning your car around in circles or watching guys spin their car in circles.
Well, these draw quite a crowd. Sometimes you see all the people on the sides there.
Just think of that. You know, they don't have work to go to.
Are there even prizes for this? So you just go there for the
prizes, the likes on social media.
Oh yeah, because people make the videos and post them, right? Look at that.
Yeah, that's
he's talented.
I'm sure there's gambling on the side there too in person.
Oh, is it, you think there is for
does Ray go?
He said no.
You know, I was trying to figure out if this is something we should respect as being cultural. Right?
No. There's garbage culture. And I just got to mention stupid Kevin DeLeon. He's such a loser. He's the one who created the ordinance.
About the takeover of the 6 feet bridge. That's his council district.
So you cannot deface the bridge. No street takeovers, no drag racing, no dangerous driving. All that stuff is already illegal. You're not supposed
That's
to.
True.
It's already illegal. But he put in an urgency clause in this new ordinance, which declares a whole list of activities illegal that are already illegal. But don't be Kevin DeLeon. They should have the police arrest these guys and put them in prison. If you don't do that, they're going to keep doing this. But
it's the same with all the other problems we have, the homeless, everything. We don't have any enforcement that actually is enforcement. You just get more of it.
Now, how far is this?
You can have your vehicle impounded up to 30 days, a participant or an attendee.
Do you know how much?
Since 2019, they have taken more than 231. They've led more than 231 operations. They took in over 800 vehicles.
These guys sell so much drugs on the side. You think an impound fee is going to bother them?
Well, if it's their proud car that they do the crazy donuts in.
Yeah, well, you just pay the ransom.
Get another one.
You pay the ransom. Now, if you take them off the streets so they can't sell the drugs or they can't otherwise go to work.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, one though, was my favorite story of the day in the El Segundo Times. We are going to talk about, and what they're trying to do there is personalize the homeless. So you don't have this knee-jerk reaction to them as just being a bunch of drug addicts and ne'er-do-wells. Here's a woman that apparently walks around with her support animal, a duck. Mm. Her name is Autumn McWilliams, and she's got a duck named Cardi D that follows her everywhere.
Deborah has an emotional support duck, don't you?
No, I don't.
I can see you having one.
That would be very cute, but no, I don't.
Okay. John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Times likes to do these stories lately, and they often make the front page where they profile homeless people to humanize them and to also normalize the behavior so you don't just think of them coldly as another vagrant in the street. But they do pick women a lot, because there's a more sensitive side to looking at that. And this one is about a homeless woman who's got red hair and likes to wear red clothing who walks around with an emotional support duck.
Yeah,
an actual duck, a Peking duck.
And you know,
apparently is the actual type of duck used to make Peking duck at Chinese restaurants.
Do you know they...
Deborah Mark doesn't like that.
So they got a writer...
Which means they're bigger. They're actually bigger.
They got a writer, Brittany Mejia. And actually, she
spent like a day with this woman. Yes.
She produced 8 pages, if you printed it out. 8 pages
McWilliams is
of
the
a
woman,
story
yeah.
on a crazy lady with her duck.
And I take exception to the very beginning. Pushing a maroon stroller through the concrete tangle of downtown Los Angeles. That's not a stroller. That's a shopping cart, one of those upright ones, where she put like a laundry basket into it. It's not a stroller. I don't know where she got the idea that's a stroller.
Well, probably
unless it's
stole
a different
it.
Thing, but I'm looking at this picture and
no, she that you're right, and but you see it makes it seem like this is normal,
almost
legitimate
a woman
behavior.
With her own baby. Yeah.
Right, yeah, and it happens to
be... Because she even writes out, Autumn McWilliams could have been any mother out with a baby.
No, she's pushed.
Until passerby see the creamy white feathers of the duck. Named Cardi D.
Yeah, so she's...
There's already been a Cardi B and a Cardi C, but they died, so we're...
Oh, did you see all the dead ducks in her life?
Well, I don't think ducks have that long a lifespan, but...
But, I mean, this is her fifth duck.
Oh, they run over in the street, or she...
The first duck, she was with her boyfriend on Skid Row, and somebody snapped the duck's neck in front of her.
Ugh.
Then she shouldn't put... The duck should be in a pond somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
The second duck...
This is crazy.
Had a broken...
To bring a duck into homeless territory.
I know. The second duck came to them with a broken foot that never healed, and that duck died. Probably an infection. Then another third duck got sick. Fourth duck, she paid to register the duck as an emotional support animal. She got two ID cards, stickers, and a red and black vest for the duck.
She relies on the duck to keep her safe because she has schizophrenia, depression, and anxiety.
This allows her to legally take Cardi B into stores and on public transportation. But last year, the duck ingested an unknown substance and died. None of the ducks have made it past a year.
Yeah, we're now on Cardi D. That's the duck with her in the story.
That was Cardi B. So she's clearly insane, and she got this last duck from a pet shop when it was 3 weeks old, and it was just a fuzzy yellow lump that she could hold in her hand.
Don't be selling ducks at a pet shop.
Yeah, I can't. I never, ever, ever saw a duck being sold at a pet shop.
But this Brittany Mejia treats this as perfectly normal. It's perfectly normal.
Oh, it's supposed to make her look like a sensitive homeless woman who was just enjoying a time out there with her duck. And of course, then you get the background. Her mother abandoned her so she could get high, and her father was an alcoholic, and blah, 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 blah. She's been on and off homeless. Doesn't mention she has any kind of job. Well, she takes the duck to the DMV, to the grocery store. She takes Ritalin for hyperactivity and Ativan for anxiety. Oh, my goodness.
But doesn't the duck need to be in water? Needs to swim.
Yeah, maybe that's why the ducks are dying early. I mean, that's not the way a duck lives.
Right, exactly.
And you need to eat. The duck eats what they find in the pond.
Why don't you intercede, Deborah, with an animal rights case?
Well,
take that duck away from her.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to take the duck away from the lady.
All right. Now, what's an Akita?
Well, that's not good for the duck's
life.
No,
I know. It is. This is not good. PETA, are you listening? Because you send us emails all the time. Maybe you guys need to intervene here.
An Akita, is that a dog
that's
breed?
That's a dog.
Yes,
yeah.
That's an Akita. It's a Japanese dog.
On August the 4th, an Akita killed her cat, Daddy the Cat.
Oh,
she and her boyfriend. So they buried the cat next to their last duck, Cardi B.
You see, when they talk to the homeless agency people, they're like, this is good for them. We've seen dogs, cats, guinea pigs, and snakes accompanying the homeless.
So it's four ducks and a cat. And then...
They apparently think it's good for their emotional health that they have a support animal, and the homeless activists support this.
And while they were away from their little tent village, their tents burned.
No. Yeah, apparently this particular type of duck is bred for meat, Deborah. Sorry. They're fairly large and tend to be docile. So they're good companions, and they're too heavy to fly away.
Aww.
So you're not going to see that duck fly away.
So the duck is stuck.
Well, it looks kind of content. Not that I would know, but it's kind of standing there letting people pet it. It looks...
Who is selling animals to crazy homeless people?
She actually painted the duck's nails, Deborah.
Oh, I hope it doesn't get a fungus.
It's got the web feet with only three nails on each foot.
Duck number six is going to die of nail fungus.
Nail fungus.
That's right.
No.
Keeping it out of water will keep the fungus away.
That's true,
that's
Eric.
True,
that
right.
is. Well, that's a good point.
Oh, wow.
Well, because this was on the front page of the Times, I bet you an animal rights group is going to intervene. Oh. I mean, I feel bad if people need an emotional support
animal. Oh, look, here's a picture
animal.
Where she took it to a fountain downtown L.A., the duck's in the fountain. Does that help you?
Yeah, a little.
You got to hear this one. She made Cardi D's breakfast by pouring ground corn into a plastic container, added water, She was concerned that Cardi D might eat too fast and choke, but she was prepared. She learned a version of the Heimlich maneuver for ducks on YouTube.
Oh, I like that.
You rest the duck's stomach on your forearm, and you quickly jerk her body downward.
Okay, well, that's good that she knows what to do. I mean, seriously, right? That's a good duck owner.
What does a Heimlich maneuver on a duck sound like?
I don't know.
Eight pages from the LA Times, and it's considered normal.
And it turns out that Cardi D is a male, just for people that were curious.
All right. Yeah. Do we know, or is it just identifying as a male? Is it just identifying as a duck?
Well, no, something about a feather at the top of Cardi D's tail that began to curl. Oh, does that mean it's a penis? Cardi D was an E, was a he. Cardi D.
So it's got the name of a female singer, but it's actually a he duck.
That's right. You did know who Cardi B was.
Wow.
I wasn't sure you would.
A few things penetrate me.
I know.
I couldn't tell you one song, and I don't think I'm missing anything, I have a feeling, but
she's kind of like a female rapper.
Yeah, and I can't get enough of rap music, you know. It's like a nothing right, better than spending a weekend listening to rap music.
I'll change the bumpers right away.
Oh, yeah, please. Go. Yeah. No, if the duck has any music, Adam, we can play that. John and Kensha.
So they've caught this chase suspect?
Yeah,
is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, they handcuffed him. They're walking him out.
He's wearing a mask?
He is wearing a mask.
Is he really? Did they put that on him or he was driving with a mask?
He's driving with a mask.
No.
How long was he on this... on this chase?
4:30, this started in the Cerritos area. This is a robbery suspect. He was driving on the 105 at really high speeds. Well, would they catch him off the 91 is what I'm reading?
Yeah, and then he was hiding behind a shed.
Oh.
So he ran out of his car. I don't know if he was wearing the mask while he was driving. I couldn't see inside.
Yeah,
but he has a mask now.
And they have... cuffed him and taken him into custody. Yeah. So it's about an hour.
We were driving down. Oh, I don't know where we were. I guess I was driving down Santa Monica, and there was a young guy. I guess a 20s Hispanic guy. He's on a bicycle and he's in the Santa Monica bike lane, right? And he's pedaling furiously, right? Because I was stopped at a light, and so he's pedaling really hard, and he's blowing by me, and I look over, and he's got a mask on, and it's about 80 degrees. On Saturday afternoon.
There are some remaining psych cases.
He's a young guy, all by himself on the bike. And he's like, what's wrong with you?
I had someone give me their elbow instead of their hand for a handshake today.
Oh, people are still doing that?
Apparently. He was also wearing a mask.
People washing their food still? The groceries?
Let's not be judgy.
I'm being judgy.
Speaking of masks, you probably heard this story that a store in Beverly Hills, it's Kitson. Ever been in a Kitson? It's kind of just like novelty stuff.
I walk right by it because there's a vegan bakery.
a vegan bakery next to it?
Yeah.
Your whole life revolves around that, doesn't it?
It must be a good vegan bakery.
Oh, it's
That's
delicious. It's French. No, it's right. In Beverly Hills.
I know.
Ooh,
well, they have a new policy that you cannot wear a mask inside the store. And it's nothing to do with COVID. The owner of Kitson, a guy by the name of Fraser Ross, released a statement. At Kitson, we prioritize the safety of our staff and customers. We noticed a disturbing trend of individuals wearing masks to avoid identification in various situations, including but limited to shoplifting, verbal harassment, and physical assault. The mask mandate may have begun as a health precaution, but we believe it's now being used by some people for nefarious purposes. To that end, we enacted our own mandate of sorts. We do not allow the wearing of masks in the store during regular business hours. Those people who wish to wear masks are free to set up an appointment for a personal shopping experience or just visit
our
website. Great.
That's great. Right. So if you're a mask fanatic, then we'll set aside a time.
Where you can walk around the store with your mask.
I went to a deli for lunch last week, and there's a store next to the deli. It's a little shopping center strip mall. And the store next to the deli, had a security guard in front of it, which I thought was odd. I'd never seen one there before at that store or in that shopping center. Right. And then I looked at the name of the store, and it was the same name of a store that had gotten robbed by a bunch of smash-and-grab thugs in the Palisades. And so this was like the sister location. And now they had a burly guy out front in uniform. I tell you, the security guard industry, if you're a young guy out of work and you don't have any particular talents, this is the golden era. Everybody wants security guards.
And, of course, related to all this mask talk, the big story this morning, Dr. Fauci is finally leaving government service.
Yeah.
50 years. Wow. Well, he is 80. He's the same age, I think, as Biden. 79, 80, something like that. Oh, he's 81. I'm wrong. He's actually older than Biden.
Yeah. But isn't that funny, though?
He's definitely sharper than Biden.
Oh, he still is 100%, systems operating.
Yes, it is. he joined the NIH in 1968 at age 27, and he took over as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in 1984. You know, a lot of people weren't really sure. Obviously, he popped on the scene big time with COVID and Trump. What he was, some people thought he was like the director of the CDC.
No.
Some people thought he was the NIH, but he's with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's what he ran.
Yeah, he's more of a research guy.
He is. And he came to the forefront during the AIDS crisis in the 80s. I remember seeing his name in news story after news story, and that's where he got some coverage. Then he seemed to disappear until, you know, although it does mention he had stuff to say during the West Nile virus, anthrax attacks, and the bird influenza threats, Ebola. Yeah. Oh, remember Zika?
Yeah. Oh, it's like greatest hits of fake health scares of the last 20 years. I saw Zika. That list. It's like, oh, I remember that. I remember Zika, West Nile virus.
The mosquitoes are going to kill us all.
Oh, yeah. We're every 2 years, we were supposed to be terrified of something new. But he, you know what, though? He got? He got Judge Ito disease. Remember how Judge Ito got infected with his own celebrity and warped the OJ trial? Well, Fauci got infected with his own celebrity, and it started affecting his advice.
No.
And he started enjoying pontificating, and he was constantly changing his mind. He was constantly giving out contradictory. But there was a point where people were worshiping him, which I found really amusing. People need gods to worship. They really do.
Oh, it says here his face adorned holiday ornaments, socks,
yes,
donuts, T-shirts, and fan art.
Yeah.
Restaurants named drinks after him.
Yeah.
The Fauci Pouchy cocktail.
Yeah, but because of what?
He said the whole thing was crazy. They even sexualized him online. He said that people are really nuts.
Yeah, they are. It's like they did that with Andrew Cuomo for a while, too.
Now, here's the thing you have to look out for. And I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. If the Republicans do take control of the House of Representatives, and I'm seeing new polls putting doubt into that now, or the Senate, but the House. The House is the place for the real wacky. They are apparently going after Hunter Biden and Fauci. They've already made that clear. Hearing after hearing after hearing. The way the Democrats have been going after Trump and some of his associates, this is what they say they're going to do next year if they get the House. Do we really want that? I mean, maybe the Hunter Biden thing's got something there, but I don't know. Do we need to spend 2 years raking Fauci over the coals with hearings?
Because that all they do is they fight their internal war. They don't care about the public. What they
ought to, because
what they
ought to really, do. A lot of nothing ever happens with these hearings. It just
no, I know, and all the people who have to testify, they either lie or they say I don't remember, or they invoke the Fifth Amendment. Or they give gassy, confusing answers that you can't figure out. And it's just all theater. Everybody plays their part. Everything's written by a crisis management public relations lawyer. It's just a waste of time. There's nothing I need to know about Fauci. I know everything I need to know about him. And there's really nothing I need to know about Hunter Biden. I got it. So no, I don't need to see 2 years of investigations into those two.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Now, what's one of the big words in California politics? You hear it from Newsom, you hear it from all the dopey politicians. John loves the word.
Oh,
it's the E word.
The E word? Equity. Yes, equity. That's my favorite word.
Well, we got a bill, the Contraceptive Equity Act of 2022. This would allow men free vasectomies. You did that, I did. Anyway, that's right. I follow this kind of.
Wait, the taxpayers have to pay for their vasectomies?
No, insurance companies. The way it works right now, insurance companies usually slap you with co-pays or co-insurance or deductibles or out-of-pockets.
Are vasectomies covered? Eliminate all that.
They're going to have to cover your vasectomy. Right. Because the way it works now, they cover... There are 18 FDA-approved birth control options for women that have to be covered by insurance, health insurers. But there's really almost none for men. And one of those for men is obviously vasectomy. Well, which, in case people don't know what that is, they seal or snip your tubes that transport your sperm from your testes to your penis. Right.
Right. So the sperm never make it out the chute.
Most men have to recover on the couch with an ice pack for a day or two. And then you test a couple of months later to make sure it worked.
That nobody's sneaking through.
But as I've always read, they're reversible, right? They generally are, right?
I mean, they can be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but you shouldn't do it unless you really know for sure, just in case.
Yeah, they talked to like a 31-year-old guy in the story, but he was really kind of an odd exception that... he just didn't think he wanted to have kids or something like that. 31-year-old. He knew he did not want to have kids biologically. He'd rather adopt a 4-year-old than skip the diaper stage. Because he was adopted as a kid and he thought, you know, I can do this Ray, as well as my father did.
Ray had a vasectomy.
I sure did. Best thing I ever did.
Yeah, a little late, though.
Yeah, after 5 kids. But here's
so you go
thing
wild
about...
without care now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Running amok.
Where do you think he's getting all the COVID
You can
from?
Still get STDs, you know.
Yeah, you know what the interesting thing about the getting a vasectomy is they tell you it's not guaranteed, right? So you could still, you know, one of the little things can, you know, hop over to the other side. But here's the thing, too.
It's like climbing the wall?
Yeah, and you have to have 50 times before you're safe, before you're in the safe zone.
Really?
Yeah, so you have to purge.
Oh, wow. So, this is getting really bizarre.
Yeah, so I had a purge 50 times.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's a medical procedure.
You did this on your own?
They make sure after 50 times they've got no sperm in there that it works.
Yes. So you purge 50 times, and then you after 50 times, they give you a little jar. And then you got to, deposit in the jar and have it tested.
I can't believe I'm asking this, but how long did it take to purge 50 times?
I can't remember. But it was a lot of fun.
I was going to say, was this a one-person experiment, or did you...
he was young then.
Did you invite other participants?
Well, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Whenever he comes on, it's always stuff you just don't really
know. I didn't
know.
Even know it was going to happen. There he was. All of a sudden, I'd forgotten he got a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Did you invite him in?
Do you know the percentage of the most vasectomies of when they happen?
No. When?
No.
March Madness.
Oh, I saw that in the story, right?
Yeah.
Because men are just going to lie on the couch and watch basketball, so they can recover.
You could spend the whole month purging while watching the tournament.
Yeah, when I was in college, I worked at Buffalo Wild Wings. I actually had a guy come in with his little pillow and sat at the bar.
Is that right?
I swear on everything.
From a vasectomy.
Yes, no.
This is the time they know they'll just be lying around.
Well, yeah, they're probably going to take off work anyway, so okay. Well,
they both chimed in. I didn't know.
Perfect intro to Conway.
Thank you. Did I miss the line where people are waiting in line to get have raised babies?
You missed the part about him purging 50 times.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
After the vasectomy.
Just to make sure the
Ray, what is that called? Saturday night?
You have to drain the system.
All right. One of the world's greatest handicappers is coming on with us. We'll talk about horse racing. And then smaller news, like Beverly Grove store is banning face masks. You can't go into a Beverly Grove store if you have a face mask on because they're getting robbed too often. Yes. And then American Airlines cutting 31,000 flights this November, just in time for Thanksgiving. So enjoy yourselves. And then Ford is laying off 3,000 workers. And lastly, McDonald's is testing a chicken Big Mac.
Ew. I saw that story. Yeah, they're just replacing the beef patty with the chicken.
That's right. That's got to be pretty good, huh?
That's disgusting.
No?
No.
It is. I think it's a fried chicken breast, isn't it?
Wait a minute. We just talked about Ray purging, and you said this sandwich is disgusting?
Doesn't eat anything but beef. And
I'm anti-chicken.
Ray's going to kick my ass in the hole. Is that door locked?
Ding dong.
All right. Ding dong with everybody.
Conway's next. Michael Crozier has the news.
Let's roll.
KFI, KST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.